Micro.
Megos.
I'm afraid that I'll have to disappoint anyone who's expecting to hear a show about launching rockets. The launch pad at MSU helps get very different things off the ground, and in fact, it's part of a network of initiatives started by the Blackstone Charitable Foundation across the United States and the world. The first launch pad was established in Detroit in 2010 in an effort to promote entrepreneurship and innovation, and the program at MSU opened its doors in 2013. Since inception, they have helped MSU students and alumni turn great ideas into functioning businesses. And a few successes that may be familiar to the Bozeman community are Cowboy Cricket, Farmented, and Paella Fantastica. Connor Harbison joined me to explain just what it is you'll find if you pay them a visit.
The Blackstone Launch Pad at Montana State University, powered by Techstars, to give our full title, is a center on campus for entrepreneurs, or anyone who wants to start a business, thinking about starting a business, or even just wants a side hustle, you know, to bring in a couple extra bucks. And we primarily serve students, alumni, faculty, and staff at Montana State University, although we do have some programs that extend into the greater Bozeman and Gallatin Valley communities. So we're located at 251 A and B in the Strand Union Building. If you know where the Union Dining Hall is, we're right in there. We have a big glass front. You can look into our offices. Usually you'll see some folks in there either working or we take a lot of meetings here. But we like to have fun. So if you're on campus, come on in, say hi. You know, any student can walk into our offices and say, hey, you know, I just watched Shark Tank. I am really passionate about watches or water bottles, or I have this software idea. It really doesn't matter, so long as they want to solve a problem and want to make it sustainable and want to meet the needs of some group of people.
And can I ask, Connor, what do you do here specifically?
I am the director of outreach. I get coffee and beer and sit down with people who want to start businesses. It's a lot of fun. I get to meet a lot of really interesting people, and I just tell them about what we do, and I try to figure out how we can help them and where they should go for the best services they can meet.
Their location in the Strand Union Building makes for easy student access. Inside, you'll find comfy couches, a shelf of business books, even a VR headset. Of course, you'll also meet plenty of graphic designers, coders, and venture coaches willing to give you a hand.
Yeah, we have a large student staff, anywhere from probably 8 to 12 normally, and I would say about two-thirds of them are students. We have graphic designers, we have videographers, we have people who are good at building websites and writing computer code, and really the Launchpad is a full-service stop. We hope that you come in with an idea and passion, and we'll sort of help you with whatever else you might need, whether that's connection to different grants or loans, or speaking to the right mentor, or whatever it might be, we're here to help you.
That's an awful lot of expertise available to any interested entrepreneur, but the venture coaches exist at the center of it all.
Venture coaching is probably our main service. So, like I said earlier, you can come in and say, hey, I have this idea for a business. I don't know the first thing about starting it. I don't know what a business plan is. I don't know, should I be an LLC? Should I have a website? What do I do? Like I said, you just need an idea. Let us worry about the business plan. And we do one-on-one coaching. It is by appointment, and it is for students, alumni, faculty, and staff here at MSU, since we're a university program. But I personally am out in the community, and if you're not in one of those categories, I'd be happy to meet with you and point you in the right direction.
Or, if you'd like to get some advice and you aren't affiliated with MSU, the Launchpad has partnered with Bozeman Small Business Development Center and the Bozeman Public Library to offer consultations at the library.
We're hoping that'll give the people of Bozeman, the people of Gallatin County, sort of a first touch point. It's like, I want to start this thing. I want to just have this side gig. I don't even know the first thing about any of this startup community.
Yeah, so it's a great stepping stone to the wider community.
Exactly. And the library has such high foot traffic, we're hoping that just even if a fraction of people that circle through there can get involved will expand the community by so much.
Over the course of a semester, upwards of 300 meetings may occur. Many of these come from a core group of regulars who are avidly pursuing their venture and repeatedly seeking recommendations, while others may be surprise walk-ins, stopping by to share their story and get advice. But who are the venture coaches making suggestions, and what experience do they have to draw upon?
Pretty much everyone here at the Launchpad has a side venture, whether that's a couple of software startups. Many of our designers are freelancers, and everybody really practices what they preach here at the Launchpad. It's tough to be involved in this sort of startup community mentality and not want to take it on yourself. It's exciting. It's really fun just getting the wheels turning and saying, well, let's just do this now. We don't have to wait for something. We just want to make it happen and get it out in the world.
So these are definitely people who know what they're doing. You're not just bringing in some students from the side of the road.
Yeah, all of our staff here have been involved in coaching, you know, dozens of companies and starting their own companies as well. So we have a really great staff here.
Can you just tell us what some of the ventures Launchpads help get off the ground are?
Ice Viper is a really cool hockey puck. Sellout is a new platform for buying tickets to concerts and events. Pint Pass is a company that works with breweries that wants to pay you to drink beer. So really, we have such a broad range of ventures here. I think too often people hear startup and they think, oh, that's an app, that's something, you know, like Facebook or Twitter. A startup can be anything. A startup can be, I like to take photographs and I'm gonna make some money on the side making my passion my job. One of the ventures I've worked with is called Fermented Foods, and it's two women, both named Vanessa actually, who started a company. They would take ugly vegetables, so let's say a carrot that's sort of split in two, and you can't sell that for the full price, so the farmers lose out on money. But what Fermented does is they take that, they ferment it, and they sell it as a value-added product. And we've helped them out through our accelerator, 406 Labs. We've worked with them going to the John Rufato business plan competition up at University of Montana. And I've also done a crowdfunding campaign with them through the local crowd, Bozeman. And they are both now self-employed.
And then when you gave the full title at the start, you also mentioned Techstar. So who are they and how are they involved with the Launchpad?
Yeah, so it was announced over the summer, the Blackstone Network has a partnership with Techstars, which is a really large startup accelerator network. Now, an accelerator is an organization that will take a class of startups, usually 10 or 12, and put them through a three-month intensive process. You can sort of think of it as grad school for startups, is one way of thinking about it, and that you apply and it's prestigious and there's, you know, some focused ones, like you might go to one for agriculture or might go to one for telecom. Techstars, you can look them up, has programs all over the country. They have enormous resources. They have some of the best mentors available, and now we have access to all of that. So we're bringing all of that in here to Bozeman, and actually we sent three ventures to New York City in November to the annual Blackstone Launchpad Techstars conference.
There's a lot more that the Launchpad and Connor do than you've heard about here. For starters, there's 1 Million Cups, where business owners network and communicate about their newest endeavors. Connor is active as an organizer for the group. These once-monthly meetups are open to anyone and take place Wednesday mornings at Red Tractor Pizza, usually the first Wednesday of the month. Then there's the Local Crowd Bozeman, a crowdfunding platform where residents can fund local projects. Whether that's giving Fermented the money they need to begin a subscription service or funding a farm-to-table mural on the wall of Red Tractor Pizza. Top that all off with the Launchpad's micro-grants for student entrepreneurs and their tech accelerator called 406 Labs, and you've got a real recipe for local success.
406 Labs is the first high-tech focused accelerator in Montana. It was started here at the Blackstone Launchpad about 3 years ago, and there have been two cohorts thus far. 14 companies have gone through that, and each of those were three-month programs that allowed some local companies, more mature companies, usually having revenue, to go and meet with a number of mentors and sort of identify what their longer-term goals were and really sprint towards those in a very focused, curated way. Accelerators are typically for a little bit more mature companies, but if you are in that earlier stage, we'd love to have you come in and talk to us, and we can talk to you a little bit more and give you a little bit more detail about sort of the accelerator model and what to expect, because it is somewhat of a commitment. You are expected to put in time and effort.
All right, well, thank you very much for sitting down with me today, Connor. If someone wants to learn more about Launchpad, how can they find out more? How can they drop by?
So we love walk-ins, like I mentioned. Come find us in the Strand Union Building on MSU's campus, where we are right in the Union Dining Room. You can find our website, and if you want to sign up for venture coaching, this is where you should go. You can find our website at montana.edu/launchpad, and then all of our social media is on there. We have a really excellent presence on Instagram and Twitter, and you can learn a little bit more there. And then if you want to reach out to me, my email address is connor@msulaunchpad.org.
On my way out, I grabbed a few comments from some of the Launchpad's graphic designers.
Hi, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Cassidy, and we're both graphic designers here at the Blackstone Launchpad.
I've worked here, I started as an intern last year around this time, and then I kind of was like, it was really like interesting because I've never worked with sort of the marketing or business side of things. And so for me, it was like kind of like a learning experience design-wise and like business-wise to kind of see how things work on the marketing end of it. And then I started officially working here kind of early summer, like late spring. I've been working here ever since.
I've been working here since August. The Blackstone helped out with one of the classes I was in called Innovative Ideation. So it's pretty much a multidisciplinary group of people, student teams coming together to create a product. And then Blackstone played a huge role in helping us get our feet off the ground with that. And so last August, there were some spots opening up and I jumped on it. So I've been here since.
I would like to thank the city of Bozeman, particularly the Public Library and Office of Economic Development, for giving me the opportunity to create this podcast. Additional thanks to Montana Campus Compact and to Gallatin Valley Community Radio for broadcasting the show. Tune your radios to KGVM 95.9 and give them a listen. Original music was provided by the benevolent Jeffrey Lackman, a friend. Feel free to leave a comment. I'd love to hear how you think we can make this better. Subscribe and you'll never miss an episode. And if you're an entrepreneur in the city of Bozeman, or you know an entrepreneur in these parts, let me know. Maybe your story can be the next we tell. I can be contacted by email at vista@bozeman.net. That's V-I-S-T-A @bozeman.net.